views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Sector Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Sector Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this
period.
Welcome back to another important episode of Superhuman Radio. You know, whether you were obese during a period of your life like myself, or if you are a professional bodybuilder or professional athlete and you've been forced to put on slabs of muscle, something happens to your skin. Your skin stretches. You look at young bodybuilders, for instance. They have terrible tears and stretch marks where the pectorals tie into the shoulders almost all the time when they experience extreme growth in a year. And this is very, very true of football players and any type of strength athlete. And the same is true for those of us who, for a period of our times, lost our mind and let our bodies become so large that the packaging of our body, the largest organ of our body, which is our skin, gets stretched to limits that it can never respond to and never come back to. And my guest today is going to be talking about this. He is an award-winning plastic surgeon named Dr. Mark Salzman. Welcome to the show, Dr. Salzman.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. Now, this is something that my audience knows that is also important to me, because this is something that I share in that I was very, very heavy at one point in time and underwent a great deal of weight loss. And I do have some small areas that really are annoying to me. How did you first get into plastic surgery?
It's a funny story, because I went to New York City from medical school down in New Orleans to be a general surgeon. And one of the better programs was at Sinai for gastrointestinal surgery. And I thought that I really liked that. And about a year and a half into it or so, I realized I really liked just the technical aspects of doing the surgery. But the patients who were so ill and so sick with some of these diseases like Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, I didn't really like that medical part of it. So one of the rotations we were in was out in emergency room out in Queens. And as a second-year resident, you got to kind of mandate what happened in that ER, triaging the very sick patients, but doing all the little things like the hand lacerations and face lacerations. And I realized I really liked just the technical aspect of doing very fine work. And so that led me into plastic surgery residency once I finished my general surgery.
Did you like building models as a kid?
I did. You know, it's funny. You can probably tell looking in the sandbox, you know, who's going to be a plastic surgeon. You know, making the little tiny perfections of, you know, an orthopedist is taking a giant shovel and just making a big old castle. And I used to paint them diligently. And so I had the tolerance to sit there and do very, you know, small
detail work. You like the detail.
I like the detail.
And so you find yourself in an industry now that on one hand is giving great relief to people who are trapped inside of bodies that they don't like any longer. And at the same time, this is an industry that seems to have been spoiled a little bit by people who obsess about a certain body image, and they will have plastic surgery over and over again, like Michael Jackson, for instance. So they kind of turn this wonderful art form into a deviation almost.
Well, that's true. In the media over the last few years, last year notwithstanding, it kind of pushed patients to the limit with these, I want to be, look like a famous face, and the swan, and extreme makeover. And patients would come in and ask for, you know, 6, 8, 10 things done at once. And, you know, the most prudent of the plastic surgeons don't do 10-hour operations, which increase dramatically the risk of having just anesthetic type complications. So, yes, there are those patients out there that have that type of myth where I'm going to look like somebody.
Right.
And you don't want to, you have to be kind of a psychologist with a scalpel. And you have to get inside their head sometimes and say, well, if I really do this, is the patient going to be any better?
And quite often you have to make that decision to send them away. I know it happens all the time. David Wilson just posted on Facebook that there are a lot of people who say that if you get really lean, you lose weight, the skin will respond by pulling back in. To some degree, that is true, correct?
Yeah, it depends how young you were and how much pressure of how large you were before you got smaller, because there is some intrinsic elasticity to younger skin. But as you suggested, if the muscle grows faster in your introduction and you irreversibly stretch out that collagen matrix that makes the skin, its repair process is not 100%. You're going to have extra skin.
What about skin type? You know, like, I'm a dark-skinned Italian, and when I get a deep laceration, I tend to develop a keloid, sort of like African-Americans do. And then you have very fair-skinned people. Is there a greater degree of elasticity associated with a melanin content in the skin or type of skin?
Oh, absolutely. I think the more melanin you have, when you start talking about deeply dark-skinned Africans, you'll never see a facelift in a 55-year-old African woman with dark skin. They don't have that degree of sun damage. On the flip side of that, you look at the Irish descendants with the light-colored eyes, the light blue eyes or hazel eyes, and freckled-type skin. Man, just a little bit of sun, and their skin loses a lot of that elasticity. By, you know, age 30, they almost all can use a facelift. So those are the two opposite ends of the spectrum. So the darker the skin and the more oily complexed the skin are, like for Eastern European descendants, really the better the skin quality and the more chance that the elasticity is going to last longer.
What about gender? You know, I've always heard the story that the reason women get cellulite is because of the matrix of collagen is running perpendicular to the skin as opposed to men where it runs parallel to the skin. Is there any truth to that?
No, there's not any truth to that. But the men's skin is usually thicker than women's skin. And the subcutaneous fat distributions of men and women are different. Men tend to have more of a shape where we have weight gain internally before we have weight gain externally. So you'll see men walking around with tiny little rear end, tiny legs, and a big old gut. And all of that fat, as we discussed a couple of days ago, that's internal fat. That's the visceral fat, deep fat. It's the fat that's bad for your heart. And it's really not fat that we as plastic surgeons can get to. It's around your organs. On the other end of the spectrum, women are made to shape more like a pear shape, where they have fat that is in the subcutaneous space. And I think God made women so that in times of famine, they could walk through the desert and still breastfeed their children. The children would survive. And so those fat stores, which women get below the belly button, inside of the thighs, outside of the thighs, and the rear end, men just don't get that. So women are much more able to respond to some of these fat-reducing modalities that we offer as plastic surgeons than men are.
Interesting. All right, we're going to go into a break in about 30 seconds, so I don't want to get too deep into the procedures, but what we are going to be talking about when we come back with Dr. Salzman is the different variety of procedures that are available if you find yourself with loose hanging skin. I like to affectionately call it my meat curtain. And it is annoying because especially when you get your body to the point like mine, I mean, from the line where my underwear hit my body up, I look like I'm in my 30s, but then right below the navel, I have sagging skin that is a remnant of when I was over 300 pounds. And I have to tell you, Dr. Salzman, I actually think that when people decide to lose weight, as I know firsthand, there's a lot of thoughts that go through the process of losing weight. You think to yourself, gee, if I lose all this weight, I'm going to have to invest in all new clothing. Another thing that you think of, and I've had people say this to me, in the journey of losing weight, well, what am I going to do about all the loose skin I'm going to end up with? We're going to be talking about all of that today with Dr. Mark Salzman. We're going to take a quick commercial break right now. When we come back, we're going to pick it up, and we're going to start discussing the different processes and procedures. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. CAD-C eye drops. I've been using as you can see for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print but 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all. Testosterone was the king of muscle and strength-building agents. Now there's one AndroRx. One AndroRx is pharmaceutical-grade one androsterone. It converts to one testosterone in the body. The results are 7 times more anabolic than testosterone and can't convert to estrogen or DHT, so you never have to worry about bloating or water retention. One AndroRx will build lean muscle while helping you shed body fat. You can get one AndroRx by visiting IronMagLabs.com. The winter is upon us. Make this season count by adding some new muscle with one AndroRx. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Adrenabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Halodrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented liquibate technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you. Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. ThioSerm 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of ThioSerm 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today. I'll be eating a Quest protein bar after the show today. If you haven't tried Quest protein bars, you are really missing out. I know I say it every show, but I have to tell you something. If you try a Quest protein bar, you will never eat another protein bar for the rest of your life. They are not only amazingly tasty, but they are truly the only protein bar on the market today that I would call wholesome. Very, very short list of ingredients, all words you can pronounce, highest quality whey and milk isolate protein, no sugar alcohols, and 15 grams of fiber. My guest today is Dr. Mark Salzman. We're talking about what do you do with that loose skin after you've underwent a major weight loss. Or if you're a bodybuilder and you put on a lot of weight for a couple seasons and then you want to trim back down to 220 and then you have loose skin. We all end up with it. So, Dr. Salzman, let's start out with the most radical of procedures. You said something to me that's telling. If you can grab the skin, if you can grab the loose skin, that's not something that will, that is something that will require more invasive procedure, correct?
Right. I mean, if the skin that you described is hanging over your underwear and your buttocks are droopy and the side of your legs are droopy, after massive weight loss, whether it's by a surgical approach, vertical bladed gastroplasty or some of these lap bands that are minimally invasive, or you just lost weight on your own from diet and eating and increasing exercise, if the skin is in that degree of excess that you can pull it and pull it away from your body and it moves out 3, 4, 5 inches, then we're talking about what we would call a circumferential body lift, or some people call it body lift. It comes by a bunch of different names. But essentially, the lift goes all the way around so that it's circumferential. So it lifts the buttock, it lifts the side of the legs, it lifts all of the excess skin that's hanging off the front, and similarly, it pulls down all the excess skin that's hanging off the sides.
Interesting. Now, is this a big procedure? I've always heard that you can only remove a certain percentage of the skin. Is that true or is that not true?
No, it's really not true because if you think about it physiologically, now you have all this extra skin that was covering body mass that you no longer have. And so the skin offers protection to the underlying organs and underlying structures and keeps the water balances intact. If you don't have that underlying stuff that was there before, which was the fat, the skin is really excess. It's been stretched.
Right. So I got you. So the percentages change because your body mass has changed as well. Now, do you just simply snip it off and then suture it back up again, or is it?
It's a little more complicated than that. There's different ways of doing it. The way I do it is it's really three operations at once. And we start by marking the patient with a bunch of different lines. And what you're doing is taking out the tension, sometimes both side to side, giving a T-shaped scar, I'll get to that in a minute, or just circumferentially around. Starting with just all the way around, we start with the patient on one side, let's say their left side down and their right side up. So we will then do some liposuction on the side of the legs, liposuction up in the hip and the flank region if it needs to be done. And then we undermine, we call it. Undermine means lifting the skin and the subcutaneous tissue, the fat that's just underneath the skin, off of what's called the fascia, which is the lining of the muscle.
Right.
And then what we do is we create little lines of tension in the skin, and we make little darts on both ends, almost like making a dress.
Right.
We pull the two darts together so that they're under the correct tension, and that leaves these big pieces of skin in between the two darts, and we simply trim the skin between the darts and then put multiple layers of sutures that help hold the skin together.
Wow, so it's almost like an underpinning that takes place.
Yeah, that's a great description. We do the same thing on the other side. Now we've done one whole side, and that takes about an hour to do that one side. Then we flip the patient over 180 degrees, so we're doing the other complete same thing, hip, buttock, outside of the thigh region, do that. Now we've got everything taken care of from the crack of the tush, so to speak, all the way to the hip bone. But between the two hip bones, which is the belly, we haven't done anything. So we put the patient on their back and do what we call an extended high lateral tension abdominoplasty. What that means is that all of the degree of increased tension, where we're putting the most tension, is not really in the central part of the midline, but it's off to the midline so that you're taking out all the extra skin that exists, like you described, hanging over that canis, hanging over and maybe down to your hairline or below that, and now we're already able to taper it out to what we've taken off into the back part, so the incisions will now meet, and that will leave you an incision all the way around. And sometimes that's not even enough. Sometimes patients have lost so much weight that just pulling down a lampshade, so to speak, all the way around is not enough, and you have to reduce them in the direction that would be across. So if you grab someone up and down and they have their super loose that way, sometimes we'll take skin out from the top of the patient's chest, the breastbone, all the way down to the pubic bone below the belly button. When your hairline starts, so you'll have two scars. You'll have a scar that runs up and down, and you'll have a scar that runs circumferentially around. And I would say that greater than half of the people that I do necessitate that degree of skin takeout in order to get them super tight like they want.
Now, what if you just have some loose skin below the navel but above the pelvic bone? Is that, can that just be removed by itself when you don't have the hips and you don't have the...
Absolutely, because that, you asked for the most extreme. That's the most extreme thing. Come all the way around and have a T-shaped scar. But there's degrees that start all the way from a mini abdominoplasty to what I call a regular abdominoplasty to what I call an extended abdominoplasty. I can describe all those if you want.
Yeah, well, let me go back to the more extreme one. So that sounds like that takes like 3 or 4 hours on the table.
Exactly. It takes like 4 hours to do. That's all we do for one day. That's enough surgery.
What is someone faced with financially if they've gotten to that point where they need that kind of work?
It's about $15,000 to $17,000.
But that's something unlike other things like breast. breast augmentation, which has to be redone maybe every 10 years. That's something that once you do it, assuming they never gain weight or lose weight again, that's going to pretty much stay intact.
Yeah, I've never redone a patient's circumferential body lift, so they stay intact. And breast implants do not need, like the phallus, they need to be redone every 10 years. There's a 96% chance that the gel implants that I use will last 10 years. So in 10 years, you'd like to look at it, maybe with an MRI, but nothing has to be done.
I got you. Yeah, I'm thinking of the older ones. I lived in Vegas back in the day, and all those girls ended up having their breasts done over and over again. So anyway. But, okay, so now let's go to the less process, the smaller abdominal process.
Well, for the lady who is tight from the belly button to the chest and maybe just has a little extra fat, and all of her looseness is from the belly button down to the pelvic area, then we can do what we call a mini abdominoplasty. And a mini abdominoplasty, the incision is a little bit shorter. It maybe stays inside the hip bone, and you're just taking out extra skin from the hairline to the belly button and doing the hips and the upper part of the belly with liposuction only. And there's a lot of ladies who, they carried their baby more low in the pelvis, and they didn't stretch out so much above the belly button, but they stretched out below the belly button. And we'll tighten the muscle only from the belly button down, because you can't pull the skin any tighter from the belly button up, because the belly button is still attached
right
to where God put it.
Right.
And if you pull too hard, you'll have this tethering effect of your belly button.
Uh-huh.
So that's a mini. Up from there, we call a regular or standard abdominoplasty. Standard abdominoplasty, what you're trying to do is to take all of the skin out from the bottom of the belly button to wherever your C-section scar was or wherever that natural crease is just above your hairline, and replacing all of that skin with the skin that's from your belly button up to your chest wall and stretching that all the way down. And you can tell when you need that. When a patient sits up and they grab their belly and you can almost touch their belly button to their hairline without doing any surgery, then you really can't do a mini, because then they're going to complain that they're super tight from the belly button down, but still loose from the belly button up. So any folds that you see sitting up, you really need to do and get rid of by a regular abdominoplasty. And with those, I do a lot of liposuction as well. So we'll liposuct the whole top part of the belly, the hips, the flank region, and all, obviously the skin that comes out. You don't need a liposuction because you're throwing it away. And that's a standard abdominoplasty that most people do. I have one in between that's called an extended abdominoplasty, and a lot of the weight loss patients do fall into that extended in that they have so much skin that you have to end an abdominoplasty somewhere. When you go all the way around, there is no end. You can't be out there except circumference around. But you have to end somewhere if you're just going to do an abdominoplasty. So we end at the bed. And if you're laying in the supine position on your back, you can't sew anybody past where you can see because they're laying on it. And so that's an extended. They have more skin than you can take out with just an abdominoplasty. But your pattern is going to cause you to, what we call, take the dog ear out. Because patients sometimes will come back after standard abdominoplasty and they'll grab the laxity in their hip and they'll say, well, you didn't do this right. We'll go, well, we did your belly. We didn't do your hip. We want your hip done. We can do that. We have to extend the incision further. So it all depends on how much skin you have, how long we have to do. Because the taller the amount of skin that you take out, the longer the scar has to be to have it taper so you don't have a little loose skin just beyond the scar, which we call a dog ear.
Gotcha. Now, let's go back to the navel for a second. Something else that happens under major weight loss is, like myself, my navel frowns now. The skin around my navel has moved down,
right,
and my navel is up, kind of in and up from where it used to be. And when you do this abdominoplasty, can you actually correct that?
Yeah. There's a lot of things you can correct with the navel or belly button. If there's that little hooding on the top,
yeah,
as the skin falls, we're going to cut very close around, circumferentially around in any of the tummy cuts other than the mini, and pull the belly button back through a new hole that's tight and more vertically oriented, like in youth. So we make your belly button, no matter how bad it looks, look normal. If your belly button has an outie, because you've either had an incisional hernia or you had an umbilical hernia all your life, sometimes just fixing that muscle above and below the belly button can fix the outie and make it an innie. So we can do that as well. Now, if you also have a belly button that doesn't look so good but doesn't have a lot of skin at the top, it's extra, we can get away with a mini. And a lot of women have these piercings in the upper part of their belly button. And sometimes piercings, they use these cheaper earrings that have nickel in them. And a lot of people are allergic to nickel. They'll get these horrible-looking holes that are all red and raised and thick. So they have these nice, pretty
we're about to go into another break, but before we do, I want to cover a couple things. Ranging from the mini to the three different abdominoplasties that you just discussed.
Right.
What are we talking about? Time on the table, you know, under the knife, from the easiest one to the hardest one.
Well, when asking my time, I'm pretty efficient at it, so
give your time.
It takes about an hour to do a mini. It takes about an hour and 45 minutes to 2 hours, depending on how much liposuction is done, to do a standard abdominoplasty. And then if we're doing a abdominoplasty plus or an extended abdominoplasty, usually there's more liposuction, a little more sewing. That's about 2.5 hours. And then, as we talked about earlier, the circumferential body lifts, usually about 4 to 4.5 hours.
And price range for the mini?
Mini is around 4,000. The regular tummy tuck's around 6,000. And the other one is probably around 8,000, something like that.
Now, obviously, insurance doesn't ever cover any of this other stuff, correct?
Our office is not taking insurance in about 15 years.
Yeah, because they don't cover anything.
You can live forever with stretched out skin. Yeah. That can affect your quality
of life. Right, your health. But I would imagine that there are finance companies out there that are aligning themselves with plastic surgeons so that people can finance this.
Oh, yeah, there's tons of them. We come to our office, we have a bunch of them that we work with, and some will do it right over the phone. And the payments are not horrific, as you would think. They're acceptable. That's closed down a little bit with this credit crunch. It's got a little bit more stringent. But if you're a good credit risk, you can get good financing. Free ancillary type medical procedures, whether it's dental or medical or plastic surgery.
You don't pay the bill on time, they come and give the loose skin back. All right, listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about the less invasive procedures for slightly loosened skin. And then we're also going to talk about some other interesting things. We're talking here with Dr. Mark Salzman. He's an award-winning plastic surgeon specializing in this type of body recontouring. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMedLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMedLabs.com today. Finally, a bull bite supplement right from the source used in the original study. BioSerm 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserm 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MahLer.com. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Superhuman.com. That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space. When you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell. Virtually strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
You can still enter to win a set of Power Block Quick Change Dumbbells at SuperHumanRadio.com. We're giving away another set for January. They're worth $349. These are Quick Change Dumbbells that go from 5 to 50 pounds in just a snap. I've got my own set of Power Block Dumbbells. It's not that bad. I couldn't get to the gym this morning. I did my workout this morning using my dumbbells. They are fantastic. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and enter to win a $349 pair of Power Block Quick Change Dumbbells. My guest today is Dr. Mark Salzman. We're talking about what to do with loose skin after a major weight loss. Or even if you're a bodybuilder, you put on a lot of muscle. Maybe you were competing for 5, 6, 7, 8 years, up there at 260, 270, but still very lean, under 10% body fat. Guess what? Your skin doesn't care how it gets stretched, muscle or fat, it gets stretched. Then you taper back down to 220 pounds, and all of a sudden you find your skin on your abdomen sags and your ass and everyplace else. I have a good friend who affectionately calls the skin that sags underneath his upper arms bat rings. Dr. Salzman, so let's say you're not in that category where you can actually grab the skin, but you have loose skin. It's kind of rippling. What can we do for that? Do you need surgery?
Well, that's been the holy grail of the search for the best non-invasive skin tightening system. And it probably started about 4 or 5 years ago with Thermage. Most people were looking at skin tightening of the face and neck because that skin's a little bit more thin, and the thought was maybe you couldn't tighten that, you had no shot of tightening arms or bellies or legs. And Thermage used what's called radio frequency. It's a way of delivering heat. The problem was that it really hurt, and so you have to do this more than one time. Once patients had it once, they said, they're going to want to come back for the next one, because it really was a deep-seated heating. And they changed a lot of the protocols. Some of the initial protocols at how much energy was delivered, they saw a little dent of where it was killing fat, and that wasn't good in the face. You don't want a dimple in your forehead or a dimple in the middle of your cheek where there's not supposed to be one because you're trying to use skin tightening. So that has been supplanted in the last 2 or 3 years with a lot of devices that I call a moving hickey. And the thought is that you can tighten skin if you can get some energy source to it. And so they have like a vacuum with rollers. It came out about 15 years ago. It was called Endermology. And people have added heat to that by delivering radio frequency or intense pulse light or some type of a laser. That the goal is to deliver enough heat to injure the skin. And none of those had ever really shown great promise for even for cellulite. The newest, latest, and greatest thing, which people are referring to as Thermage on steroids, is to do what's called Exolus. And Exolus is a radio frequency device. It does deliver heat, but unlike Thermage, you're not stamping it. You're massaging it, so there's some skill level to it, and feedback in the way of temperature. And it works so quickly, you can get the area that you're trying to treat up to the degree of temperature you want, which is in the high 40s, literally in about 30 seconds.
We're talking about Celsius.
Yeah, 45 degrees Celsius, right? So it's, and I've had it done, both on my face and my hips. And it kind of feels like a hot stone massage. And the nice thing is that you're in control as the patient. The operator's going to say, well, just tell me when it's unbearably hot and we'll stop and we'll let it rest a minute. And that's what they do. And the machine has a timer, so you want to deliver a certain amount of heat over a certain amount of time, and these RF devices can not only melt fat, but they can tighten skin quite significantly. Now, nothing's ever going to be a replacement for what the things we've talked about in the first half hour with the surgical approaches to cutting skin out, but there are a subset of patients who have very mild skin excesses just from a little bit of weight loss or a little bit of stretching from muscle mass
Now, how do I know if I'm a candidate for that? What degree, like, what does my skin look like? When we talk, I can't necessarily pull the skin away, but what am I looking at? Like sagging around the eyes? I have that underneath my chin as a result of my fat, my face being so fat and now being so thin. Am I a candidate for that underneath my, for my neck and my chin?
Well, the nice thing about going to a plastic surgeon or someone who does everything is we can offer you the whole spectrum. And we're going to tell you, that's just too much skin to reliably have it done with some type of outside-in heating, whether you do it with intense pulse light or this radio frequency of XLS. You're just not going to get enough of a result, and then you would have to do a facelift. Now, there are other things you can do in between. We do things in the office that I've trademarked called Light Shape, and Light Shape is kind of an in-between thing. So rather than heating the skin from the outside in, we take the fat out, first melting it with a laser. The laser is a little fiber that goes through a hollow tube we call a cannula, and it gets inserted under anesthesia in the office, under local, like going to the dentist, and we melt this fat. And then take the excess fat out. Sometimes it's the fat that the weight of it is dragging the skin down. And just by unweighting that neck skin of its excess fat, the neck skin, with whatever intrinsic elasticity it has left, will come back a little bit. And then we help that along by heating the space where the fat cell was. There's a fine network, almost like a spider web, of where the fat cell was. And if you deliver heat to that, it shrinks the free space where the fat was, drawing the skin back to the deeper muscle structures underneath. Mm. And then we actually heat treat the bottom of the skin. And I described all of the temperatures that people use pretty much all over the world for how to do this and what temperatures you need to get to in order to deliver enough heat energy to injure the skin, to cause new collagen to form, which will tighten the skin, but not deliver so much that you're causing so much heat to escape upward that you're going to get a blister. Because we don't want to blister anybody because that's a burn. We want to just create enough heat that adds an insult. And then what we like to do if patients are on the fence, if they really need the maximum amount of skin tightening, then we reduce something. Once you're healed, about 2 weeks, we start heating it from the outside in to keep re-injuring and keep that inflammatory cycle going of you making as much collagen as you can make over the course of a month or two. And so whether you do that with intense pulse light with a technique that's called Skintight, CYTE, or with this newer form of radio frequency called XLS, EXILIS. Both of those modalities will work.
For those people who want to learn more about Dr. Mark Salzman, I'm going to go ahead and give you a website right now. We'll give it again later. The website is itbecomesyou.com. And you can learn more there. He has a blog there. You can also contact him if you have questions about this sort of stuff. If you think you're going to be in the Louisville, Kentucky area, it's worth looking in for talking with him because he knows about this sort of stuff and he's done literally thousands of these procedures. Dr. Salzman, what are your opinions of these all the rage now on infomercial lifetime facelifts, lunchtime facelifts that are going on all over the country?
That's a good question, Carl. I think you've got to be really careful with those. Why would somebody want to go to a person who learned a procedure from the inventor? If you can go to the inventor, I mean, you don't know that person has the skill level that the person who invented the procedure has. You don't know if they have the background or training to produce the result that the person who trained them had. So these branded type of mini facelifts, which is what they are, they're all different variations of a short scar facelift, are all to lure the unknowing patient into thinking they're getting something that's different and better than what someone else would do. And in plastic surgery and in real medicine, for that matter, there really isn't any way to trademark a procedure and say, I'm doing something you can't do. I own the intellectual property for this procedure. If it's really good, then it goes through a peer review process. The person writes it up and he gets in journal articles and all that. So none of these facelift techniques are any different than any good plastic surgeon or facial plastic surgeon can do with a generic short scar facelift.
Now, let me ask you a question on that. What does a generic short scar facelift cost? Because I found out how much these lifetime facelifts are. They're not inexpensive. Like
I
make them sound.
I do it in the office under local. It takes an hour and 15 minutes to do. We call ours the ageless mini facelift. It's a short scar facelift, meaning that the scar does not extend way behind the ear. And it's meant to treat only the middle part of the face, from the cheekbone to the jawbone. It's not a neck procedure. So if you have
less than the lifetime facelift.
And but you're doing it on board certified plastic surgeon with 20 years of experience,
right.
And we do them, yeah, every day. And we're not putting out ads, you know, in national media. That's where you're, that's what you're paying for, is the bringing in of the next patient. So yeah, it's the price for Louisville, Kentucky. It's not as expensive as maybe in LA or New York.
Okay. All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about preventative procedures. I know that this may not exactly be your bailiwick, but there's a lot of people out there who are rubbing cocoa butter, coconut oil on their skin in hopes that as they undergo great weight loss, there is less skin to deal with. We're talking today with award-winning plastic surgeon Dr. Mark Salzman. You can visit his website at itbecomesyou.com to learn more about him, and we'll be right back. Supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I can feel the sensation of tired muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the most popular supplements, advertised right here on Superhuman Radio, they carry all of our healthy effects, healthy sciences, and primordial quality products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Pick or choose from any order, you won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com, the best supplements in the universe. OrbitNutrition.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called piazole, which has been shown in clinical trials to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Piazole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole says it's a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, and where final supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
EJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to pjbraun.com today. That's pjbraun.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxidrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Dr. Mark Salzman, an award-winning plastic surgeon. What to do with that loose skin? Whether you've undergone a great deal of weight loss or you were a competitive athlete and have now shed a lot of your muscle, you end up with loose skin. What can you do about it? We've addressed a lot of this stuff so far. Before we go into the next line of questions, I just have a curiosity that just dawned on me. The RF product, the radio frequency product that you were talking about before,
right.
Would this be effective for mild to moderate cellulite in women?
Yeah, it works beautifully for cellulite.
So how many sessions would a woman have to go for to get rid of cellulite?
Well, we think it's 4 right now, but we're just starting out with this machine. It's been in the U.S. only for about 3 or 4 months. But 4 sessions about every week to 10 days apart seems to be optimal.
And what are we talking about price-wise a session, just out of curiosity?
They're about $400 a session per area.
Per area. And an area is an area of skin up to what size?
5 inches by 7 inches.
So it's kind of like the guys who clean the rug, you know? They got to find out what the area size is that they're talking about.
Correct. Well, each one of those areas has a predetermined amount of time on the machine that it takes to heat the skin up to a certain level. And there's 2 different modalities. You're either treating skin for tightening or you're treating fat. Sometimes we're doing both. And so that will spend double the time. Usually it's about 9 minutes per area per treatment type. So if you're doing your upper belly and you want to reduce fat and tighten skin, it's 18 minutes to treat that.
Gotcha. All right, now let's go back to some of these questions. People are posting on Facebook in response to the show today a variety of things. Johann Otterstrom, who I believe listens to the show in Germany, said he was looking forward to hearing the show today. He's using coconut oil on his loose skin now. People used to say, like, pregnant mothers should rub coconut butter on their bellies as it's getting larger, so that when it gets small again, the skin will retract back. Is there any truth to that? I don't believe there is. But
no, there was a peer-reviewed journal article a couple of years ago looking at a couple hundred pregnant women, one half with placebo, you know, another with the cream, the other one with cocoa butter in it. It's no different. There's nothing you can really rub on the skin that we know of today that's going to make the skin tighter for a long period of time. You can use an astringent, and so it's the movie stars and some of my patients, if they're going out, they have baggy eyelids, you can put witch hazel on your eye, and it will draw your eye in. Your eyes get a preparation H, but it's not long-lasting. You're just desiccating. You're taking some of the water out, and you're making for a tighter skin.
Is it true preparation H still works? Lots of bodybuilders use preparation H right before a show.
Yeah, it really makes the skin smooth. It tightens it, really tightens it for an hour or two. That's all it's going to work for.
Interesting. Okay. The other question I have for you is this. Do you notice, do hormones play a role in the development of loose skin? Do you notice that premenopausal women versus postmenopausal women or men who are starting to go through andropause, that their skin becomes thinner and less resilient?
Yeah, there's no question that there's some hormonal regulatory changes as we age. And with ongoing oxidation, you know, the antioxidants not being there, oxidation of our DNA and the ongoing exposure to UV rays, and then just the general degradation as we age of our DNA so that when it replicates, it doesn't do it quite exactly. But all of those things lead to a degeneration in the skin, making for more wrinkles and less elasticity.
What are your thoughts of topical agents that are designed to mitigate some of the damage done by the sun? For instance, a few years ago, there was a peer-reviewed study that showed creatine monohydrate, when applied topically, could help to reverse some sun damage. And I believe Nivea, a year or so later, introduced a creatine monohydrate in one of their creams. CoQ10, because of its proof and effectiveness on stimulating mitochondrial energy, has been implicated on helping skin stay youthful. And so, you know, every time something comes down the pike that seems to have an effect that can either loosely, directly, or indirectly be associated with improving skin quality, they throw it into a cream and we rub it on.
Right.
Does it really, I mean, I understand, I'm very well versed in transdermal science, I understand how the stratum corneum works, but do these creams really, do they do anything, or is it just a placebo? People think they're getting something out of it.
Well, the real question is how much of the active ingredient gets through the, like you said, the allostatic or the fatty layer of the skin when it's a water-based part that you're trying to send in there. And there are some new things that people are doing with in order to shove stuff through the skin, transdermally using ultrasound, or things to make the skin more accepting of a water-based, absorbable, whatever it is, you name it. regulatory oversight that the FDA has. So you don't really have to prove that, that with a peer-reviewed study that the wrinkles were 22% better. You just say, and they say, okay. So if, you, if it's the FDA, it requires a whole lot of other proof before you can make statements about what your cream, drug, device, whatever, can be used for, because that's strictly regulated. So, you know, we know that things like retinoids, like Retin A, they work. They increase the cell turnover of the skin, and they can produce a better and more youthful-looking skin if used over a long period of time. Vitamin E, if you rub it on the skin, some of it doesn't get absorbed. It's an antioxidant. Cocoa butter, you mentioned, is an antioxidant. But mostly it's just an emollient. You know, it just it prevents the desiccation of the skin because it's a lipid. That it's a fat. You're rubbing into the fat of your skin. And so it plumps it up a little bit. So all of these things work to a degree. I don't know how many of them are going to work better than placebo because that's never been done.
You know, there's a buzzword right now in the cosmetic industry, and I was trying to dig through my notes here very quickly to find it. There's a new ingredient that everybody's talking about that's in cosmetics right now. It's very, very expensive stuff. I wish I could think of it. And I'm looking at my notes right now for another show that I was working on, trying to find it.
Well, one of the newest things, it was a plastic surgeon here in town called Reviv. He recently sold it, but Greg Brown was a friend of mine. And he uses, he really coined the term cosmeceuticals because he used platelet-derived and epithelial-derived growth factors and put those into a cream. And how much of those gets to the skin, I don't know. He did do some studies with burns back when he is a plastic surgeon. When he was practicing at the University of Louisville, he actually put some of that stuff on burns and showed that in 7 of 12 burn scars, it allowed it to heal much more quickly than without the cream. So epithelial-derived growth factors definitely work, and there's whole sciences and clinics for hard-to-heal wounds where they take some of your own blood and they spin down the blood and they degranulate the platelet and get these cytokines, these growth factors, and then put them into a pellet or into a paste so that they're concentrated, because what these things do is they kind of run the inflammatory process. They say, let's heal this. Let's bring in more, whatever, all of the things that heal, all the blood cells, all the new blood vessels, all of the increased collagen production. So you can really make skin look better if you can turn on these cytokines. How much of these TGBFs or epithelial-derived growth factors get in with a cream base? I have no idea, but that's going to be the next level.
Is that something that they can create recombinant?
Yeah, it's all done with it. He actually spent time at a lab at Mass General with a bunch of guys who won a Nobel Prize for recombinant DNA for making platelet-derived growth factor. I think it was epithelial-derived growth factor, actually.
You know, and what you said a moment ago earlier about getting these agents into and past the fat portion of the skin, the fatty portion of the skin, and so they can be taken up. I mean, the technology in that area is so simple when you use phospholipids, like lecithin-based organogels, for instance.
Well, you know, a very interesting thing. I own a company called Bell Nova that makes a product called the Oxus Needle. And the Oxus Needle is a syringe-attached vapo-coolant dispenser, so it sprays a vapo-coolant onto the skin, and we attach it to standard syringes that deliver injectables like Botox or Dysport or Juvederm or Restylane, and so it freezes the skin so the injection doesn't hurt. But in my travels of being on the other side of the booth as a physician trying to sell this product, a lot of people from around the world have come over to our booth and said, can you make it for this, can you make it for that? Well, one guy came about 3 months ago with a very interesting product, which is very popular in Europe. And it's a roller. It's like taking belt spikes and putting them on a roller. And they have different depths depending on if it's medicinal level or it's patient at home level. And it's just, it's like creating little spike marks on a green. If you want the grass to grow up better, well, you roll this thing over your skin and it punctures the epithelium down to a certain depth. Now, if you're going to do it as a medicinal treatment in a physician's office, it's going to bleed and you're going to need some anesthesia. So hence, can we use your spray, you know, spray before we roll?
Right.
And so we try to develop something for them. But in the home use, it can go 4, 5, 6, or 7 thousandths of an inch in micron thickness, making little punctures in that stratum corneum. So then when you put your cream on that has a water base that you want to absorb through that lipid layer, it's going right through the hole.
Wow.
So I think that's coming. I think you're going to see more of that in the U.S.
And that answers a lot of questions because growth hormone is becoming very popular in the United States. Lots of drugs are becoming popular here that for anti-aging purposes, and a lot of people are resistant to injection. And these, quite often, these very, very large folded peptides have such a high molecular weight that they're not ingestible, that they get destroyed in the gut, and the only option is to inject. Right. That would be a perfect solution for a transdermal delivery for a very, very large peptide like that.
Well, the product was called a thermal roller, and that may be the trade name in Europe. You can look it up online. But I think you're going to see more of these home remedies and things that, you know, combine this cream with this roller, you'll be able to drive more of it into the skin.
Very cool. Let's go ahead and plug the website. We've come to the end of the interview. If you want to speak with Dr. Salzman, if you want to get more information about these procedures, if you have questions about them, you can go to the website, itbecomesyou.com. You can contact him there. You can also read the blog. They have a full listing of all of their services and information. Dr. Salzman, have you ever undergone the knife for any type of plastic surgery procedure?
Yeah, I have my neck liposucked.
You know, I wouldn't trust a surgeon who didn't try the, you know, if you don't, you won't drink your own Kool-Aid, I don't want to drink it either.
Okay. The only thing I really need it, I probably get my eyes thing done now. If I can find someone to do it, I can do it, I'd go to
one. I guess that is a problem, isn't it? So who would you go to?
That's what you're going to do. Yeah, you got to go hide somewhere.
Yeah, right, exactly. You don't want some guy in town going, well, Salzman comes to me. I know you're a busy guy. I want to tell you thank you so much for taking time to be on the show today.
Well, thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
Okay, and we will see everybody tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio, so tune in then.